strength is failing. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul.
Have our announcements.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
I've got the announcements today, and my name is Ernie for December 10th. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5, and nursery infant to 3 years old. Youth group is on Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 at the church. They'll be having their Christmas party this Wednesday, so don't forget, youth. Today we will be having our Christmas party after church with potluck lunch. There will be lots of food, so please feel free to stay and eat and visit. Everyone who brought food brought extras. So the year's Mournville Community Christmas Celebration, they've been celebrating it for 43 years. And that will be at the Cultural Center on Thursday, December 21st at 7:30 p.m. This year, December 24th falls on a Sunday. And so we will have our regular morning service, then our candlelight Christmas Eve service at 7 p.m. At the end of the service, if you want prayer, there will be people stationed at the back of the church for to pray with you. Now we will have the Advent reading.
Love, joy, peace.
Patience, kindness, and goodness.
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Christ comes to bring justice, wholeness, and harmony to every relationship throughout all creation. He wants to continually grant us peace in every situation. In 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all." Jesus, we pray, guide our feet into the path of peace. As it says in Luke 1:7-9, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. Let us pray.
Today's prayers. It seems like for 2,000 years, our world has been full of conflict. Yet, Jesus, you come as a Prince of Peace to calm our fears and release our worries. We long for you to speak your words of peace in the same way you did for the disciples when they found themselves overwhelmed and troubled on the Sea of Galilee. Come and allow our lives and our world to experience the kind of peace that only you can bring inside of us. Amen.
Let's stand and sing some more. the kids are dismissed.
Good morning. I see some of you got the note about the Christmas attire. Ernie, I think you shut the lights off. There's enough light up here already on what's going on. This morning, we're going to use the book of James to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in James 1, 7 to 18, it says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return his affection and worship him now for his perfection and unchanging glory, evidenced in all that he has created." Confession, James 4, 7, 8, and 10. "So humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up in honor." What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it you need to run from? Confess these sins to God, run toward him, and let him lift you up forgiven. Thanksgiving, James contrasts the evil one's influence on the worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom in James 3, 17, 18. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you and those around you this week. Supplication. James encourages us in chapter 5, verse 13, 14, and 16. Are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call out to him in prayer. Let's bring a request before him now. Pray for Oliver and Michaela's family, for James and Kelly, for Will and Martha's family, for Lou and Harold, for Roman and Lori, for Drew, for Morgan and Patrick and their family, for Steve, for Dorothy and Will, for James and Tara and their family, for Diana, Cynthia and Jill, for Lisa and Chris and their family, Corrine and Isaac, Brian and Rita, Cam and Shannon, for Josiah, Jess, Ezra, and Benjamin. And in some places around the world, North Korea, Norway, Gaza, Israel, Sudan, Ukraine, God, we pray peace for these countries. In Canada, United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are greater than what we can bear and what we can carry. You know this, Jesus. We give this to you, our good and great God, who loves us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing again.
Mm-hmm. say.